Read the questions.
Example.
If it weren't for everybody out there who cared about our music, if it weren't for everybody out there who came to the shows and brought their energy, if it weren't for... Those were the things that really kept us together, and we felt a responsibility to the music that was bigger than ourselves or whatever our... We knew that we were better together than apart, and it was you that galvanized us and forged a brotherhood and a family.
Extract number one.
Thank you, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is definitely an honor. When I first started out in this music industry, I was most concerned with freedom. Freedom to produce, freedom to play all the instruments on my records, freedom to say anything I wanted to. I embarked on a journey more fascinating than I could have ever imagined. But a word to the wise, without real spiritual mentoring, too much freedom can lead to the soul's decay. And a word to the young artists, a real friend or mentor is not on your payroll. A real friend and mentor cares for your soul as much as they do their own. This world and its wicked system will become harder and harder to deal with without a real friend and a mentor. And I wish all of you the best on this fascinating journey. It ain't over. Peace. Yeah.
Extract number two.
I'd like to thank my mother, Adele, for that slushy Christmas Eve. For that Christmas Eve, a night like the one outside when we stood outside the music store and I pointed to the Sunburst guitar and she had that $60 and I said, I need that one. You know, she got me what I needed. Thanks, Mom. This is yours tonight. Take it home as a small return on the investment you made in your son. Now, my dad, he passed away this year, but I got to thank him because what would I conceivably have written about without him? You know, I mean, you got to imagine if everything had gone great between us, it would have been a disaster. You know, I would have written just happy songs, and I tried that in the early 90s, and it didn't work. The public didn't like it. He never said much about my music except that his favorite songs were the ones about him, and that was enough, you know. My parents' experience forged my own. They shaped my politics, and they alerted me to what is at stake when you're born in the USA. I miss you, Dad.
Extract number three.
Okay, yesterday it was my 45th birthday. And that's a fine age to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That means 25 years ago we released our first recording. That means 29 years ago we all met and formed our band. 30 years ago I got my first bass guitar, or as I thought, a guitar with only four strings. I had no idea what bass was. I had not heard of James Jameson, Duck Dunn, Jack Bruce, John Entwistle, or Bootsy Collins. I just knew I had a weapon and a shield to take on the world. When we all got together in Larry's kitchen, we didn't know about the great traditions of American music. We didn't know the blues or soul or R&B or country. But we did know that together we had a chance to change the world by making a noise. This was punk, and it saved my ass.
Extract number 4.
And the Grammy goes to the college dropout, Kanye West.
Y'all might as well get the music ready, because this is finna take a while. When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's passed. Right now is my time and my moment, thanks to the fans, thanks to the accident, thanks to God, thanks to Rockefeller, Jay-Z, Dame Dash, G, my mother, Rhyme Fest, everyone that's helped me, and I plan to celebrate.
Extract number 5.
And the winner is Thinking Out Loud!
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I just want to say thank you very much to Jake, Chris, and Jake Stab for recording the song, Amy for writing the song with me. We wrote it on a couch in my house after having dinner. Quite odd. Thank you to Atlantic Records. Thank you to all the Grammy voters, my manager Stuart, my parents who have flown for the past 4 years to come to the Grammys every single year, and every time I lose, they go, maybe next year. But honestly, if you would have told my 11-year-old, 5-year-old, any age that I would have received an award from Stevie Wonder, I would have been chuffed. So thank you very much.
Now, listen again.
Example.
If it weren't for everybody out there who cared about our music, if it weren't for everybody out there who came to the shows and brought their energy, if it weren't for... Those were the things that really kept us together, and we felt a responsibility to the music that was bigger than ourselves or whatever our... We knew that we were better together than apart, and it was you that galvanized us and forged a brotherhood and a family.
Extract number 1.
Thank you, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is definitely an honor. When I first started out in this music industry, I was most concerned with freedom. Freedom to produce, freedom to play all the instruments on my records, freedom to say anything I wanted to. I embarked on a journey more fascinating than I could have ever imagined. But a word to the wise, without real spiritual mentoring, too much freedom can lead to the soul's decay. And a word to the young artists, a real friend or mentor is not on your payroll. A real friend and mentor cares for your soul as much as they do their own. This world and its wicked system will become harder and harder to deal with without a real friend and a mentor. And I wish all of you the best on this fascinating journey. It ain't over. Peace. Yeah.
Extract number 2.
I'd like to thank my mother, Adele, for that slushy Christmas Eve. For that Christmas Eve, a night like the one outside when we stood outside the music store and I pointed to the Sunburst guitar and she had that $60 and I said, I need that one. You know, she got me what I needed. Thanks, Mom. This is yours tonight. Take it home as a small return on the investment you made in your son. Now, my dad, he passed away this year, but I got to thank him because what would I conceivably have written about without him? You know, I mean, you got to imagine if everything had gone great between us, it would have been a disaster. You know, I would have written just happy songs, and I tried that in the early 90s, and it didn't work. The public didn't like it. He never said much about my music except that his favorite songs were the ones about him, and that was enough. You know, my parents' experience forged my own. They shaped my politics, and they alerted me to what is at stake when you're born in the USA. I miss you, Dad.
Extract number 3.
Okay, yesterday it was my 45th birthday. And that's a fine age to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That means 25 years ago we released our first recording. That means 29 years ago we all met and formed our band. 30 years ago I got my first bass guitar, or as I thought, a guitar with only 4 strings. I had no idea what bass was. I had not heard of James Jameson, Duck Dunn, Jack Bruce, John Entwistle, or Bootsy Collins. I just knew I had a weapon and a shield to take on the world. When we all got together in Larry's kitchen, we didn't know about the great traditions of American music. We didn't know the blues or soul or R&B or country. But we did know that together we had a chance to change the world by making a noise. This was punk, and it saved my ass.
Extract number 4.
And the Grammy goes to the college dropout, Kanye West.
Y'all might as well get the music ready because this is finna take a while. When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's passed. Right now is my time and my moment, thanks to the fans, thanks to the accident, thanks to God, thanks to Rockefeller, Jay-Z, Dame Dash, G, my mother, Rhyme Fest, everyone that's helped me, and I plan to celebrate.
Extract number 5.
And the winner is Thinking Out Loud!
Wow, thank you very much. Thank you. I just want to say thank you very much to Jake, Chris, and Jake Stab for recording the song, Amy for writing the song with me. We wrote it on a couch in my house after having dinner, quite odd. Thank you to Atlantic Records. Thank you to all the Grammy voters, my manager Stuart, my parents who have flown for the past 4 years to come to the Grammys every single year, and every time I lose, they go, maybe next year. But honestly, if you would have told my 11-year-old, 5-year-old, any age that I would have received an award from Stevie Wonder, I would have been chuffed. So thank you very much.
That is the end of part 2.